The Book of Exodus, Chapter 12. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month will be to you the beginning of months. It will be the first month of the year to you. You speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they will take to them every man a lamb, according to their fathers' houses, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his neighbor next to his house will take one according to the number of the souls. According to every man's eating you will make your count for the lamb. Your lamb will be without blemish, a male a year old. You will take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you will keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel will kill it at evening. And they will take of the blood and put it on the two side posts and on the lintel, on the houses in which they will eat it. And they will eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread. With bitter herbs they will eat it. Don't eat it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roasted with fire, its head with its legs and with its insides. And you will let nothing of it remain until the morning, but that which remains of it until the morning you will burn with fire. And thus you will eat it, with your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you will eat it in a hurry. It is Yahweh's Passover. For I will go through the land of Egypt in that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from man to beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am Yahweh. And the blood will be to you for a token on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and there will be no plague on you to destroy you, when I strike the land of Egypt. And this day will be to you for a memorial, and you will keep it as a feast to Yahweh. Throughout your generations, you will keep it as a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days you will eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you will put away leaven out of your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul will be cut off from Israel. And in the first day, there will be to you a holy convocation. And in the seventh day a holy convocation. No manner of work will be done in them, except that which every soul must eat, only that may be done by you. And you will observe the feast of unleavened bread. For in this very same day I have brought your hosts out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you will observe this day throughout your generations by an ordinance forever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you will eat unleavened bread, until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening. 7 days there will be no leaven found in your houses, for whoever eats that which is leavened, that soul will be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a sojourner or one who is born in the land. You will eat nothing leavened. In all your habitations you will eat unleavened bread. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, Draw out, and you take lambs according to your families, and kill the Passover. And you will take a bunch of hyssop, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you will go out of the door of his house until the morning. For Yahweh will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two side posts, Yahweh will pass over the door, and will not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you. And you will observe this thing for an ordinance to you and to your sons forever. And it will come to pass, when you come to the land which Yahweh will give you, according as he has promised, that you will keep this service. And it will come to pass when your sons will say to you, What do you mean by this service? Then you will say, It is the sacrifice of Yahweh's Passover, who passed over the houses of the sons of Israel in Egypt, when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshipped. And the sons of Israel went and did so, as Yahweh had commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. And it came to pass at midnight that Yahweh struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his slaves and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, Rise up, You get forth from among my people, both you and the sons of Israel, and go serve Yahweh as you have said. Take both your flocks and your herds as you have said and be gone, and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent on the people to send them out of the land in a hurry, for they said, "We are all dead men." And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes on their shoulders. And the sons of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they asked of the Egyptians jewels of silver, and jewels of gold and raiment. And Yahweh gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they let them have what they asked. And they despoiled the Egyptians. And the sons of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot who were able-bodied men, besides children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very many cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt. For it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt, and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victuals. Now the time that the sons of Israel dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of 430 years, even the very same day it came to pass, that all the hosts of Yahweh went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed to Yahweh for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of Yahweh, to be much observed of all the sons of Israel throughout their generations. And Yahweh said to Moses and Aaron, "This is the ordinance of the Passover. No foreigner will eat of it, but every man's slave who is bought for silver, when you have circumcised him, then he will eat of it. A sojourner and a hired worker will not eat of it. In one house it will be eaten. You will not carry forth anything of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither will you break a bone of it. All the congregation of Israel will keep it. And when a stranger sojourns with you, and before he keeps the Passover to Yahweh, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it. And he will be as one who is born in the land, but no uncircumcised person will eat of it. One law will be to him who is home-born, and to the stranger who sojourns among you." Thus did all the sons of Israel, as Yahweh commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. And it came to pass the very same day that Yahweh brought the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their hosts.